Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. The following program is a memorial tribute to the American baritone Sanford Sylvan, who died in February 2019 at the age of 66. You can read his bio online, but I'd like to remind you that though Sylvan was well known for singing contemporary music, he also performed Bach, Mozart, and even Sir Arthur Sullivan. Let's begin by hearing excerpts from his 1995 recording of Forêt Mélodie. L'hiver a cessé, winter is over, followed by Mandoline, and finally, Les Roses d'Isfahan, the Roses of Isfahan.
L'élégance, leur joie, et leur mal
Three Mélodies of Forêt, performed by the late Sanford Sylvan with pianist David Brightman. L'hiver a cessé included the Lydian String Quartet. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we're paying tribute to baritone Sanford Sylvan, who, luckily enough for us, recorded many art songs. He's one of the few male singers to tackle Samuel Barber's hermit songs.
Pity me on my pilgrimage to Lochtard. O king of the churches and the bells, be wailing your sobs and your wounds, but not a tear can I squeeze from my eyes. Not noise at all. After so much sin, pity me, O king. What shall I do with Take nothing from my lord, said she, unless he gives me his son from heaven in the form of a baby, that I may nurse him. So that Christ came down to her in the form of a baby, and then she said, Infant Jesus at my breast, nothing in this world is true, save O tiny nursling. But were begot on Mary, the Jews by heaven's light. Infant Jesus at my breast, what king is there but you who could give everlasting? Drinking it through all eternity. It was like the parting of day from night. The sore was the suffering borne by the body of Mary's son. But sorer still to him which for his sake came upon his kingdom of heaven. The wind has consumed us, swallowed us, as timber is devoured by crimson fire from heaven. It has broken us, it has crushed us, it has drowned us, oh, King of the star-bright kingdom of heaven. And praise with joyful words as he alone can heaven's high king. birds with no soul but air. Are they everywhere?
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, this time a memorial tribute to the American baritone Sanford Sylvan, who we just heard singing the Hermit Songs of Barber with pianist David Brightman. On that same 1990 recording, Sylvan performed the Dickinson songs of Aaron Copland.
Came a wind like a bugle. It quivered through the grass, and a green chill upon the heat so ominous did pass. We barred the window and the doors as from an emerald ghost. The Doom's electric moccasin that very instant fences fled away, and rivers where the houses ran, the living looked that day. The bell within the steeple whirred, the flying tidings whirled. How much can come, and much can and yet abide the world. Why do they shut me out of heaven? Did I sing too loud? But I can sing a little minor, timid as a wouldn't the angels try me just once more? Just see if I troubled them. But don't shut the door. Don't shut the door. Robes, and they were the little hand that knocked. Could I forbid? Why do they shut me out of heaven? Did I sing too loud?
Your letter and the birds,
The maples never knew that you were coming. I declare how red their faces grew. But March, forgive me, and all those hills you left for me to hew. There was no purple suitable. You took it all with you. Who knocks? That April? Lock the door. I will not be pursued. He stayed away here to call when I am occupied. But trifles look so trivial. As soon as you have come, and blame is just as dear as praise, and praise as near as blame.
I take back all I say.
my brain, and mourners to and fro kept treading till it seemed that sense was breaking through.
On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, you're hearing a memorial tribute to Sanford Sylvan, baritone, who passed away in February 2019 at the age of 66. We just heard him sing the Dickinson Songs of Copland with David Brightman, piano. To close, we'll hear a portion of Sylvan's award-winning performance of John Adams' The Wound Dresser, to the words of Walt Whitman.
light and swift, to my wounded I go. Where they lie on the ground, after the battle brought me. Where their priceless blood reddens the grass, the ground. Or to the rose of the hospital tent, or under the roofed hospital, to the long rows of carts, up and down each side I return. To each and all, one after another, I draw near. Not one do I miss. An attendant follows, holding a tray. Carries a refuse pail, soon to be filled with clotted rags and blood. Empty and filled again, steady hand to dress wounds. I am firm with each. The pangs are sharp, yet unavoidable. One turns to me, appealing eyes. Poor boy, I never knew you, yet I think I could not refuse this moment to die for you. If that would save you, hospital doors. The crushed head I dress, poor crazed hand, tear not that bandage away. The neck of the cavalryman, with the bullet through and through, I examine. Hard the breathing rattles, quite glazed already the eye, yet life struggles on. Amputated hand, I undo the clotted lint, remove the sloth, wash off the matter and blood. Back on his pillow, the soldier bends with curved neck. Falling head, his eyes are closed, his face is pale, he dares not look at the bloody stump, and has not yet looked on it.
The section of John Adams' The Wound Dresser, with the composer conducting the Orchestra of St. Luke's with baritone Sanford Sylvan. This has been a Singing and Other Sins memorial tribute to Sanford Sylvan. I'm your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.
Oh, see the frame all wasted and sinking, and the yellow countenance. I dress the perforated shoulder, the foot with the bullet wound, cleanse the one with a clogging and putrid gangrene. So